85 Thursday, mostly cloudy and breezy with a high 88.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time now for Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
You're going to move. Start packing. Put this stuff away.
Listen as Anita and her guests give us all the inside information on how to make your property sell fast and at the best price.
First is landscaping. Clean up your yard. Get some color in that front yard, and it will have your home stand out on your block.
Buy at the best price. Get the best mortgage and all things real estate.
You get one chance. The house has to be stellar, and then when they come in person, it's got to smell good.
And now, here's Anita Hiles.
Hey, it's Anita Hiles with Rapid Fire Real Estate. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And I'm excited to be in the house today.
Whoop, whoop.
Yes. So we have a great show for you because we have the one, the only Larry O'Neill in the house. I know.
And the crowd goes wild.
Yes, the crowd goes wild because everyone knows Larry O'Neill. He is going to talk to us today about landscaping and how to make a great curb appeal.
Super important.
Yes, and we're entering into spring, and we're springing forward this week. So what a better topic than to talk about landscaping and, you know, prepping our yards and getting ready for spring and summer, because I know that my place needs it pretty bad.
And I don't want to talk about the 1 hour of sleep that I'm going to lose. I'd just rather avoid that whole conversation.
I'm all about springing forward. I think most
Well, you could go to bed an hour early.
Shut up, AJ.
There's guys doing the math.
Stop making sense, AJ.
I mean that in a loving, caring way.
Yes, we've known each other for a long time.
Yes, we have.
We've always liked each other about the same.
Yes, we'll hug it out later.
Group hug later. Yes, but I've got an issue with dollar weed taking over my my grass.
Larry? Dollar weed is, everybody's bad guy weed, except for if you live in Massachusetts, where they sell it as a perennial or as an annual. They sell it as they're selling it for $8 a container. Or if you live in Jamaica, you know, where they grow it as a lawn, or if you want to make a salad because it's edible. But us people in this area,
It's edible. So I could go out my yard.
You can eat it. It's nutritious. It has a lot of vitamins. Yes. Bioflavor.
I'm still not eating it. I know what my dog does on it. I'm not eating it.
That's a very good reason. I think there was an old rock and roll song up there where the Eskimos go, "Don't eat the yellow snow." But the same thing with dollar weed.
Yes.
You know.
Dollar weed. Well, you know, yeah.
The best way to get rid of it is right now because it's really actively growing. It's coming
it is.
Out. Right. And how the herbicides work, they're metabolic poisons. And so when the plant comes out of dormancy, it's really vigorous. It's going. It's absorbing water. It's absorbing nutrients.
It has a higher absorption rate. Is that correct?
Right, right. So it's in the high gear. So if you put in herbicide out, this is going to be the optimum time.
Okay, so what should I buy to get rid of it?
If you have dollar weed, Celsius is one of the best things to get rid of it. It's a little expensive. It's a commercial product. You can get it on, online, or you can go to
Amazon.
Yes, Amazon. You can get it. There's plenty of places to sell it online. It is a commercial product. You buy one bottle, it's about $125, but it'll last you probably 5 years.
Oh, I don't want to spend that much for a weed.
Very, very little. But you can use it. If you use it 3 times a year, it's effective.
Is the retail granular stuff we get at Home Depot and Lowe's?
You can't buy it at Home Depot and Lowe's. Now, I take it back. There is some other herbicides now that are being put in the weed and seeds, some of the commercial grade stuff. So there's other varieties, but Celsius is one of the best.
It's the best. Okay.
Because, getting rid of dollar weed in St. Augustine is a little bit hazardous because a lot of the herbicides that you use on dollar weed will negatively affect the St. Augustine. And this is the most friendly herbicide with St. Augustine because even in high temperatures, a lot of pest control companies, I'm a licensed pest control operator, that the herbicide they won't use on dollar weeds or pretty much anyone during the middle of summer because it's temperature sensitive. you know, when you put herbicide on St. Augustine in the middle of the summer. Well, Celsius doesn't have that effect. So I'm a big believer in it. Just make sure you follow directions, and it will maybe one or two applications, you know, and you should be good. And the main thing is you got to follow the directions. Many people miss the directions. And not too much, not too little.
That's coming from a man.
Following directions.
I wasn't going to follow him anyway, but I let him talk on. I know best.
Following directions is a good thing. But it's another broadleaf herbicide, so it kills a lot of weeds. You know, you can use it on other types of weeds, but weed control is very important right now. And then you could follow with maybe a little bit of pre-emergent in the lawn. And pre-emergent is the, you know, herbicide is classified into two different groups, pre-emergent, which is kills the seeds before
they germinate.
Before they germinate, the germinating root. And then also the post-emergent. And the pre-emergent, you can put that on now, maybe Spectacle G or any pre-emergent, pre-M, you can get at a local hardware store or Home Depot.
But shouldn't we at the same time be also providing our lawns a pre-fertilizer? While we're taking out the weeds, shouldn't we also be feeding the grass at the same time?
You can do the same thing consecutively, but technically you're not in the most technical sense. I know people are time sensitive, but the ideal thing is herbicide separate from weed and feed.
Okay.
Right, you go to the store, it's all weed and feed, but because it's efficient. You know what I mean? It's efficient to put your weed and feed down at the same time. But if you want to improve the overall principal health of the lawn, you know, you put down the fertilizer.
I want, you know, we are both from the OC in Southern California.
Right.
Larry's also from the OC.
You're so gangster when you say OC.
OC. That's the way we say it back at home, correct?
Right, right, right. And you didn't give your gang symbol. I'm disappointed.
Yeah. That's the way we talk. We say SoCal. And, and In-N-Out Burger. And
In-N-Out Burger. And what was the other thing? Pop and Taco.
Pop and Taco.
Pop and Taco. Remember them?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Winchell's Donuts.
Yeah. Winchell's Donuts. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Have a couple glazed.
And so I'm used to having like a stellar type of lawn. Everybody has green
lawns out there.
Yeah. And everybody goes, and everybody is like, oh, well, there's, a water shortage. I tell you what, nobody cares in Southern California because their grass has to be green.
Right, right.
You know, you compete with your neighbor. It's like, it's a big deal. Your lawn has to be perfect. And what I found when I moved here is that's almost, I feel impossible here. So I'm looking for that trick that you can tell me, you know, so what I should do first is kill my dollar weed.
Right.
And then feed the grass.
Right.
After.
Right. Kill your weeds. You know.
Now, how long does that take?
About a week or two, and then you can apply the fertilizer.
So I can wait 10 days.
Right.
And then feed the grass after.
Right.
Now, should I cut it super short?
No. No, that's the main problem. We're mind reading.
St. Augustine grass is actually kind of a vine type of.
It's a stolen.
St. Augustine, so I was thinking of cutting it super short.
No, this is the biggest mistake people make about St. Augustine, because St. Augustine is, you know, very, very drought tolerant. When it's more drought tolerant, it's not one of the most drought tolerant, but it's more drought tolerant when it's cut long, because what St. Augustine happens to St. Augustine is when you cut it short, you reduce the size of the roots. Let's say St. Augustine roots are normally 24 inches. You cut it down to about an inch, its roots go to maybe 5 to 6 inches. So if we have following maybe in 4 weeks, we have a 90-day drought. You wonder why your grass is not responding or not doing well. That's part of the reason. Your grass, don't cut it short. 3 to 4 inches tall is what it should be.
We'll talk about, you know, cellular molecules and photosynthesis and chlorophyll and mitochondria. All good stuff. Going on with that here in a minute.
All right.
I'm going to go deep.
Go deep. Deeper.
Well, we are here on Rapid Fire Real Estate talking about landscaping and curb appeal today, because we're getting ready to spring forward. So we want you to stay with us, because we've got more with Larry O'Neill. And you're listening to Anita Hiles on WBOB.
That's right. And if you'd like to get in the conversation, you have some questions for Larry or Anita, or David, just give us a call, 904-831-0600. That's 831-0600. You're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate right here on Talk Radio WBOB, AM 600 or FM 101.1. It's Talk Radio in Jacksonville.
Need an honest guide through the real estate financing maze? Whether purchasing or refinancing, go with a licensed mortgage professional with your best interest in mind. Hi, I'm Carl Parnell with Homeowners Financial Group. To get in touch with me, visit my website at carlparnell.com. That's spelled CARLPARNELL.com. NMLS number 221959. Homeowners Financial Group USA, LLC. NMLS number 93718. MLD 1602. An equal housing lender.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
I'm Betty Layton, an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent with Realty Executives Oceanside, Jacksonville. The home buying process should be fun and exciting. Thinking about buying? I'll walk you through step-by-step for a successful, stress-free purchase. Thinking about selling? I'll provide you a comparable market analysis and guide you on how to prepare your home for sale. You can call me at 904-838-8743 or visit my website at bettylayton.net. Again, that's 904-838-8743. Let's do this together.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
This is Ryan Proffitt with Future Home Loans, NMLS 22464. If you are shopping for a mortgage, give me a call. Future Home Loans is one of Florida's fastest growing mortgage lenders. Are you active duty or a veteran? If so, Future Home Loans has some of the absolute best rates in the business. We're local, we are veteran owned and operated, and we put your future first. NMLS ID 1621953, equal housing lender. Visit future.loans for more information. Your future is bright.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not come right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 14333 Beach Boulevard, the corner of Beach and San Pablo. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
You're listening to a special replay of Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. Welcome back, and we've got a great show for you. We are talking to Larry O'Neill from larrysgarden.com, and he is the man to go to here in town. A lot of people know Larry O'Neill, and we're proud to have him today. We're talking about, since we're springing forward this week, we want to talk about what we can do to our lawns and what type of flowers we should be planting and getting that great curb appeal so that way I could list and sell your home.
That's exactly what we're talking about. How can we how can we make this thing look great so that your house sells?
That's right, because most homes are bought at the curb. That is the true statement right there, is that, I'm guilty of that back in California. I drove past a house with the realtor. She took us to another house, and we drove past this nice home that had great curb appeal. And I said, I want to buy this. Get us in this home. And she did. We got in. I bought it. I didn't even walk the place. As soon as I walked in, I said, I want this place. And most homes are bought at the curb. People will judge a home by its cover.
Absolutely. I've lost sales because people did not, were unwilling to spend the money to get their yards looking the way that it
and
should.
And it really
to
doesn't, attract, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't take much.
It doesn't take much. It doesn't take
Pine
much.
Pine straw does so much. just doing that or some type of ground coverage makes all the difference in the way that people see your home. And it creates a great depth of field and when someone's looking at it. So, and I'm sure Larry's got great ideas.
Yeah, a little
ideas.
Bit of mulch, you know, feed the lawn.
Flowers. Color.
How about just mowing it?
Mowing's always a nice touch. That's good.
Mowing is very important.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So, you know, just keeping it simple sometimes is all you need to do. But there's people like myself that like a little extra touch. I like having that, you know, being from California, we like having the perfect lawn.
Yes.
The little white picket fence.
The beautiful Bermuda grass.
And I'm not happy with my lawn right now or my curb appeal. And so I want to step it up. So whatever you tell me today, I'm going to be out there this weekend. I promise you that.
I've done so many pre-sales, you know, makeovers. And some of the things you need to do if you're thinking about selling your house is make sure the fence looks straight and get the fence repaired. You know, I worked with a couple of clients that were selling their house in Arlington when the real estate crisis was happening and no one could sell a house, sold a house in 1 week. But some of the key things that I recommend them and we worked with other persons is that fix a walkway. Make sure the walkway is nice and wide and open. So if you're going to spend money on some
pressure washing
reconstruction, the driveway, making sure the driveway is nice, and then reducing the shrubs. Some of the times the shrubs are overgrown, so you can have a reduction below the window. And so if you wanted to have a shrub, let's say 2 foot when it, you know, at maturation at the end of the season, you probably want to, you know, cut it down to about a foot and a half. And they will cover from that right now because the temperature's to their favor and a good amount of fertilizer and water, and they'll look nice and brand new. Good mulch. Cut out if you're trimming out your flower beds and reconstructing your flower beds, because a lot of times the lawn maintenance people go out of whack, you know, cutting those out again and making sure they're nice and using those pieces of sod to plug in the lawn if there's any dead spots. And that was one of the key things that we did. Reduction of the shrubs, fixing the fence, making sure the fence was straightened up. We actually put a new driveway in because the driveway looked like someone had dropped a wrecking ball on it. But, you know, that made a big difference.
Yeah, or just power washing, too, makes a huge difference.
Power
the sidewalk,
washing,
the driveway,
painting,
and sometimes the house.
Right. And then making the grass green is, you know, getting rid of the weeds. You know, weeds really don't affect the health of the grass, but they're very unsightly. And then getting the fertilizer on. Right now, if you want to put some fertilizer on, this is the ideal opportunity, you know, great weather, and getting the grass to fill in and look healthy, green. I'd start out with myself, plenty of milorganite. It's relatively inexpensive, and it's a long stretch. You're going to make the soil much more healthier for the grass. And if you're keeping the house, you know, if you're doing it yourself, put up some milorganite, then some regular, maybe something in the 20s in nitrogen for the St. Augustine. And then maybe follow up with another application in maybe 2 to 3 weeks. And it should be lush and green and completely recovered.
In your opinion, what is the best grass to grow here in Northeast Florida?
Well, I'm a fan of Zoysia. You know, it's Zoysia grass is, you know, more like Bermuda. And it looks at, it's that fine texture and it's easy to walk on. Takes a lot of traffic. It's low fertilizer and it takes a lot less water. You know, Zoysia can go 90 days at 86 degrees with no water. And it will turn brown, but it will come back green. You know, it can go. See, one thing about St. Augustine and other grasses like Bahia, you know, what delineates St. Augustine, makes it, sets it apart from all these other grasses, Zoysia, Bahia. Bahia wants more water than St. Augustine. But one of the unique things about that grass is that St. Augustine does not have the ability to go dormant in heat. So St. Augustine continues to grow even though we're having a drought. Well, Bahia and Zoysia and Bermuda will shut off. You know, they'll shut down and try to save water. So Zoysia, you know, is a better grass in Florida. It doesn't get as many diseases. It's a low input for fertilizer. Doesn't need as much water. And you can mow it less. I mean, if you get a super dwarf on a Zoysia, you can mow every 3 weeks.
Now, how popular is that grass, Larry?
I'm making it very, very popular.
Well, the thing is, because most people here have used or are using St. Augustine, right?
Right, right. The biggest mistake is that when they transition from St. Augustine to Zoysia, they don't change the lawn care company or explain to the lawn care company that this needs different care. And that's one of the issues. Yeah. Because, you know, when St. Augustine needs nitrogen in the 20s, and then you're talking about Zoysia only need nitrogen in the 5 numbers. And it can go on just mill organite, low amount of fertilizer. It wants a low amount of fertilizer. The more fertilizer you put on it, the more difficult it is. It's going to make it more prone to disease.
Well, let's talk about the ability to find companies like yours, because Anita's and I's experience, when we're trying to get homes ready to sell, the biggest challenge that we have is that you can never find a company to come out and just tell me what I need to fix up this house. I don't want to buy a year-long. I don't need that.
Right.
And my experience has been is that everybody wants a landscaping company, but I just want you to fix it up. I can't find those companies.
Well,
do you do that kind of work?
Yeah, we do. We do. Our main thing on lawn care is lawn restoration. When people are having difficulties with their lawn, if they have like unusual diseases, like take all root rot, soil pathogens.
That's all great. I just want to get it. When we sell time, hey, let's put some lipstick on the pig.
Yeah.
And get it looking good and make it great. I can't.
Absolutely.
It is challenging to find those companies because
it's costly. The main thing is if you're paying $60 every application once a month, and you want your lawn to transition from, you know, in 30 days, you're going to need a lot of attention. You know, so it's going to be a lot more money, but you can. There's got to be a company. We do it. They can say, "Hey, listen, I'm putting my house up for sale in 30 days. I want my grass looking good." It's going to be 4 to 5, you know, visits.
We may not even have 30. Sometimes we get the listing and they go, "Hey, what do we need to do? You need to fix your lawn right now. I need the bushes trimmed. I need this done. I need this taken care of." It's difficult to find a company come in and go, "Okay, we can do it for X amount of dollars." My experience has been they want to sell me a year-long program. No, I just need it done.
No, we there's companies that do it. We do it. You know, we definitely do it. You know, we have
okay, great.
Guy calls us and he says, hey, I need this done, bushes trimmed down. Long as you're, you know, we can't get there tomorrow. You know, we have to put it on the schedule. But, you know, we definitely do fix the lawns. I can.
Yeah, and I think, too, with my customers, I don't put my homes on the market right away.
Yeah.
I prep them.
Right.
So
there's a rule I have. If the grass ain't right, nothing's right.
It usually
right.
takes me a good 3 weeks before I put my homes on the market.
If the grass is not looking nice. I had a client hired me. He says, I've been trying to sell this house. He ended up selling the house to somebody who looked at the house and rejected the house. You know, because the lawn was terrible, the trees were overgrown.
Oh, we absolutely agree that the lawn is like she's like Anita gave you the example of. She bought the house because the lawn looked good.
Yeah.
I want to make sure that our homeowners and our listeners know that there are companies out there. Should you be wanting to sell your home, there are companies that come out and can just do that thing where we put that lipstick on and we cut the bushes and you come in and do that and make
and
it look great
trim,
and
mulch.
Trim and make it look fantastic and at a reasonable price and not $1,200.
Oh, yeah, well.
And sometimes,
just
too.
Just depends on how big the property is.
Well, correct.
Yeah. Right, and sometimes, as well, you get, I forgot what my thought was. There you go. It just escaped me. But a lot of times, it takes just simple stuff.
So simple stuff.
You can get a handyman sometimes to clean up the yard and stuff. A lot of handyman out there will go ahead and clean up, and cut down.
They can, but I'd love to get a company like Larry because he will have that in-depth knowledge that I can share with my homeowners.
Sure.
Here's what you need to be thinking about. Here's where we need to be. And I want my homeowners to present their property in the best light possible. I'll use handyman, but if I need to know how to do the fix the yard, I want to make sure that's something I can provide as well, too, on a go-forward basis. So that's a great resource for all of our future home sellers and homeowners.
Yeah. It's
a great resource.
We can sell your house for a lot more if it looks good inside and out. So, and that's what we try to do. We try to get you as much money back in your pocket as possible. Let's call in and ask Larry some questions. 904-831-0600. That's 904-831-0600. We're talking landscaping and curb appeal here on Rapid Fire Real Estate. And Larry, you can always find Larry at larrysgarden.com. Right, AJ?
That's exactly right. Larry's the man. He has a lot of insights. He's very popular in the area because he knows his stuff. just like you do, Anita. It's a little warm in the studio there, though. All right, so give us a call, 904-831-0600, 831-0600. We'll be right back in a flash.
Talk radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Hotels that once hosted tourists have become barracks for an army of healthcare workers deployed to fight COVID-19. Medical workers who rushed to New York to help fight the virus have taken over hotels like the New Yorker and the New York Marriott Marquis in recent weeks. Several healthcare workers told the Associated Press that after grueling shifts in overwhelmed hospitals, they're too exhausted to do much more than shower, eat, and go to sleep. The American Hotel and Lodging Association says thousands of hotels and motels across the country are now offering rooms for emergency and health care workers. Stocks closed higher on Wall Street after 2 days of losses, and the price of oil burst higher a day after a historic plunge. U.S. crude jumped after President Trump threatened the destruction of any Iranian gunboats that harass U.S. Navy ships, raising the possibility of a disruption to oil supplies. More details at srnnews.com.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good day. I'm Adam Boardman. Gas is cheap, more so around here than anywhere else in Florida. The Jacksonville average is $1.65 a gallon, at 16 cents lower than the statewide average. Investigators are still trying to figure out what caused a fire that broke out overnight yesterday in one home and spread to two others. This was on Huron and First Streets in Jacksonville. Two people died and another victim is battling critical injuries. Well, it was only a matter of time before COVID-19 scammers surfaced in Florida, and now they have. So if you get a text telling you you've come into contact with someone who's tested positive and you need to click this link, don't click it. Over 280,000 people throughout Florida have now been tested for coronavirus. Nearly one-tenth of that number have now been diagnosed with it. 867 people have died as a result. 17 people in Duval County have passed away. That's out of more than 900 confirmed cases here. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Expect some delays because of an accident in St. Johns County on I-95 southbound at State Road 16. Also, there's a broken-down vehicle on I-95 southbound at the Southside Boulevard flyover and another broken-down vehicle on Butler Boulevard westbound between San Pablo Road and Hodges Boulevard. Partly cloudy tonight. Expect a low 65. Thursday, mostly cloudy and breezy with a high 88.
Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence. They rescue and train shelter dogs to be paired as service dogs for warriors with service-connected post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and or military sexual trauma. Join their mission and be a part of their 2020 campaign to reduce the veteran suicide rate of 20 a day, because 20 is a name, not a number. Learn more at caninesforwarriors.org.
Hello, friends. It's Jason Gray. And with all that we're going through right now, the words of my song, Sparrows, feel particularly true.
You can't add a single day by worrying. You worry your life away.
But let me tell you, there are some important things that you can do. Follow CDC guidelines, like washing your hands often and sticking to social distancing. And here's something else you can do. Get engaged right now with America's homeless population. These are often the people who are the most susceptible to disease. In so many cases, all across America, our homeless friends are being assisted by rescue missions. These places need your financial support, your food donations, and virtual volunteer assistance.
Please contact the City Rescue Mission today at crmjax.org and give generously. crmjax.org.
You're listening to a special best of edition of Rapid Fire Real Estate. Talk Radio WBOB.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. I am glad to be here today, and I've got David Youngblood in the house.
Youngblood.
And I have Larry O'Neill from larrysgarden.com. And we're talking about curb appeal and what we can do. We're springing forward this week, and I know a lot of people are going to be out in their yards this weekend getting it all prepped for springtime and for summer. And so what do we do? How do we prep this? How do we get started?
Sure.
What are some of the best type of flowers to be planting this time of year?
But for the bang for the most, you know, square foot of color, let's say you take a plant and how much volume of flowers it can put out, the petunias are, you know, there's hard to beat them. And they're long-lasting, and they'll last up until the first amount of humidity. And they're really floriferous. I mean, they're going to put out a lot of flowers. And if you could take, before you're planting, tease the roots a little bit, plug in your plant, puts a little bit of fish emulsion, a little bit of Miracle-Gro rose fertilizer, those are the key elements, and maybe another following up in the application maybe a couple of weeks later, you're going to get a lot of color. And they've done a lot of work on petunias. You know, they're getting more and more heat resistant. They grow great in California.
They do.
They do. And they put out a lot of color.
I used to plant those all the time.
And a lot of color. And now they have been working on them. A lot of the universities in the southeast have been producing new hybrids that can very much heat tolerant. They'll last up to June. And they, if you plant them, tease the roots, fertilize them, a slight cutback middle of the season, you're going to have all the way to June, and they're going to look gorgeous. You know, they come in a huge range of colors, pinks, purples, whites. You know, even I've seen some in chartreuse green, which are
great.
Yeah, they're then you blend that chartreuse green with a little bit of purple.
That's
a great color combination.
But we should do the appropriate soil prep, though, correct?
Yeah, soil prep is always – there's nothing that, you know, I've been ahead of like a 300-something rose garden for 10 years, and, you know, I've done millions of dollars of landscaping and try to figure out which way to, you know, prepare the soil, but, you know, or how, what to do to make it – you know, better for the plant. Soil preparation is number one. I read an article by a farmer that he produced the record amount of bushels of corn in beyond their expectation, scientific expectation, what a plant could produce. And he did it on soil prep. Not an excessive amount of fertilizer, but producing the right environment for the right plant, pH, all those things. If you check the pH of your grass, you know, making sure the grass has a proper pH, whatever variety you're growing, making sure you have put some organic elements on it because we're in that sandy soil. And sand, if you looked at sand under the microscope, sand is like a boulder and clay is like a very small piece of sand. It's the small pieces of organic material that hold the water. You want to make sure you do that on your grass to make sure it gets good. But you prep the soil on all your plants. It's worth the while planting roses, planting your shrubs, a little fertilizer, a little organics. It really goes a long, long way. In fact, you know, if I'm making a landscape that we made an acre flower garden. So it was a huge garden, thousands and thousands of perennials. But what we did, we trucked in semis loads of dirt. And we put this, that's how much I was believing that this, we had to have good management of the soil in order, you know, because it's such a large project, you can't have any remedial areas, you know.
So what's the best type of, for over the counter, you know, for the basic person like myself that is just trying to spruce up a little bit and I'm going to grow, plant a few flowers.
Right.
Well, you know, I'm going down to Home Depot or Lowe's or Ace.
Right. Compost is your best bet right there. This is, you know, Black Cow is a good brand, a reliable brand. It's a little expensive, but it's definitely well worth it. Compost is, you know, the organic elements. The mill organite is another great, long-lasting, builds the soil builders. Because basically, when you look at the soil, you got to look at it. It's a growing environment, and you want to make sure the growing environment, when it gets a fertilizer, everything, the machine is working well. It's like, you know, how would you say it? If you're putting the right gas in the right car that's tuned up, you know, it's going to run. When it's tuned, the car is going to tune. It's going to run better. It's going to run, use less fuel. It's going to be more efficient. So when the soil is more balanced, you know, the right pH, it absorbs more. You have to put less nutrients in. So, you know, it's a less cost. And your general health of your plants is going to be much better.
So besides petunias, though, what are some other types of things that, again, we can go out either to a local landscaper and purchase these things and help our homeowners who are looking to sell their houses give that color to their house?
The real bang is going to be the petunias. Lantana is a great color element. You know, alyssum is another great color plant.
I need to just take Larry with me.
Well, that would be helpful, but for our listeners, we can't do that.
I know.
Alyssum in the shade, begonias are very, you know.
I was going to ask about begonias.
Begonias, yeah. There's a lot of begonias out there nowadays that are, you know, sun tolerant, and they do well in the shade. And this is the ideal time. If you can't grow grass now, then you can't ever grow grass. It's the perfect climate, 75 to 80 degrees. It's low humidity. It's, you know, it's not drying. It's not dry. It's a perfect, ideal time to get your grass started. And how you get it started is now. Now is the time to take action. How you get it started now is going to determine how it's going to look at the end of summer. Because when I have a rose garden 300 strong for 10 years, I knew that my opportune time was in February. That's when I had to put my fertilizer. That's when I had to put my organics down, my fish emulsion. And when I have everything down in February, it's going to look beautiful all the way. But if I try to intervene in April and trying to change the conditions, yeah, I'm not going to get the same result. So this is the time to really go out and get it done.
Well, I know I'm going to be out there.
Yeah. Okay, I motivate you.
Yes, you have.
I'd already planned to be out this weekend doing that stuff. So.
Okay.
Yeah, because I really want my yard to look good.
Yeah.
And I've only lived in my home. It's been about 8 months now. And
get some containers. You know, the containers are, if you're reluctant to have a lot of flowers and maintenance, a container, a good size container, what I'm talking about with the top that's 24 to 36 inches in diameter, that is a very simple thing to take care of. Two of those can equal, because it's elevated, you got a good angle on it, and it's elevated, and it's going to produce about what in interest, it's going to produce almost the same effect as a small flower bed.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have a phone call for you, Larry. We got Cheryl on the line.
Hi, Larry. I'm hoping you can help.
Sure.
We bought our home a few years ago and inherited a lawn disaster. We tried to have it come back, but it couldn't. It didn't. So last season, we went ahead and put, and yes, it was St. Augustine grass, you know, completely down, spent, you know, a ton of money. And then we went away on a 6-week trip, and then it just became a disaster when we got home because of the flooding that happened last June.
Mm-hmm.
So we lost, like, so much of it. Now it's starting to come back, but I'm concerned, like, you know, we raked out the, you know, dead stuff and the leaves and everything. So it's starting to come back, but I'm wondering now, with it starting to come back, is there anything special we should do that's different in the way of fertilizing? Because is it more tender because it went through all that stress? What do you recommend?
Well, first of all, you know, when you replace your grass ever, whenever you're doing a grass replacement, there's a reason grass dies, you know, in not to say that this could be your case, but I've, you know, replaced thousands of lawns, unfortunately, and oftentimes there's something wrong with the grass. A disease could be a pathogen in the grass, but in the soil. So I would examine the roots of the grass. I would go out in the margin, that was where it's half live, you know, where you have good thick grass in the dead area, and pull up a stolon of St. Augustine, and that's the runner. And then I would look at the roots. If the roots on the older portion of the grass, not the terminal growth end, but are darkened and black, that would mean that you have a root pathogen. And then if the roots, another indicator would be if the terminal end has white roots, that's definitely going to be a root pathogen. Looking at the stolon, you're going to see necrotic areas, which are going to be about the size of a pencil lead, and they're going to be dark brown. Look for those things first. If you don't have those things, then you're out of the woods. But if your grass is, say, 50%, it can be recovered. St. Augustine can be recovered if it's 50%. If you follow cultural practice, start with the fertilizer, and then watching the amount of water you put on, and this put in on many applications, but half or a quarter of the rate. See, a lot of times when you buy fertilizer, you have to look what you pay. Okay, there's that music. They're winding. They're giving me the finger.
You're on a roll. I didn't even think you took a breath at all. He just kept going.
Don't ask me about gardening then.
I love it. We're going to talk more about that, Cheryl. So stay tuned and continue listening in, because we're going to talk about that. And Cheryl, do you have a lot of trees in the front?
I do. That's
okay.
That could be it.
So we're going to talk about that when we come back here on Rapid Fire Real Estate. And
are you having some hot lists today?
Yeah, a little hot. A little hot.
A little hot. Okay.
Yes, so we are definitely going to talk.
Hang around. It's getting hotter. All right, here on Rapid Fire Real Estate. Do you have some more calls? We'd love to hear from you. 904-831-0600. Have some questions for Larry. He'd be glad to answer it. All right, here. Talk Radio WBOB.
Need an honest guide through the real estate financing maze? Whether purchasing or refinancing, go with a licensed mortgage professional with your best interest in mind. Hi, I'm Carl Parnell with Homeowners Financial Group. To get in touch with me, visit my website at carlparnell.com. That's spelled CARLPARNELL.com. NMLS number 221959. Homeowners Financial Group USA, LLC. NMLS number 93718. MLD 1602. An equal housing lender.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now 268-8211 or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not come right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 14333 Beach Boulevard, the corner of Beach and San Pablo. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
This is Ryan Proffitt with Future Home Loans, NMLS 22464. If you are shopping for a mortgage, give me a call. Future Home Loans is one of Florida's fastest growing mortgage lenders. We at Future Home Loans were recently recognized as being among the top 100 brokers in the United States. We have hundreds of options so you can leave the shopping to us. Are you active duty or a veteran? If so, Future Home Loans has some of the absolute best rates in the business. Want to know more? Give me a call. Ryan Proffitt at 904-887-7926 or visit us at future.loans. That's future.loans. We're local with over 500 five-star reviews. We are veteran-owned and operated, and we put your future first. NMLS ID 1621953. Equal housing lender. Visit future.loans for more information. That's future.loans. Your future is bright.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
I'm Betty Layton, an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent with Realty Executives Oceanside, Jacksonville. The home buying process should be fun and exciting. Thinking about buying? I'll walk you through step-by-step for a successful, stress-free purchase. Thinking about selling? I'll provide you a comparable market analysis and guide you on how to prepare your home for sale. You can call me at 904-838-8743 or visit my website at bettylayton.net. Again, that's 904-838-8743. Let's do this together.
Listening to a special replay of Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And we have a phone call. We have Wally in the house. Wally.
Well, hi. I'm here on the Buckman Bridge. Traffic is really slow. There's a lot of sod blocking traffic, and I wanted to ask Larry.
Do you see Larry's garden on the trucks?
I recover the sod off of the Buckman Bridge, what's the best way to replant that in my own yard and save a little money?
Yeah, I mean, you could resod your lawn, any with the sod you picked up on Buckman Bridge. Just it's a little hazard to your health jumping between the lanes, you know what I mean? You have to have traffic cooperation. You need to wait till you get a slowdown.
Yeah, I got my blinkers on. I got my flashers on.
I know you love your blinkers. I know you love your blinkers.
Well, how you doing, Wally?
I'm doing quite well. You know, I truly am in traffic on the Buckman Bridge, and I heard this familiar voice. It's really interesting. Sitting next to Larry for about a dozen years in person, he's got a deep voice, but it comes across kind of squeaky on the radio.
It's really? I need to work on that. I need to eat more oysters, I guess.
Well, very good. Well, thank you for calling in, Wally.
Have a great day. See y'all soon.
Yes.
Nice for the extra traffic report. That was good.
Yes, yes. We got a traffic report from Wally Conway. We love Wally Conway.
A real-time update.
From Home Pro Inspections, of course. And getting back to Cheryl, I think Cheryl has a lot of trees, and I know that for a fact that St. Augustine doesn't do well with a lot of trees.
Well, St. Augustine is a shade-tolerant grass, so, I mean, if you can, this is how I try to tell people to discern which is the best way to do this, is by, if you walk into the shade area, and if you can sharply see your shadow, that's enough light. But if you can't see your shadow very vaguely, then you're not getting enough light. But that's the best way to judge it.
Well, I think she should be fine.
Yeah, if you're getting 3 to 4 hours and you got a shade tolerant St. Augustine, which there's many varieties out there, and you can grow grass there.
Well, it's like she mentioned, she had that those heavy rains, and it might have been because of the hurricane or whatever tropical storm we had, but it flooded her front area, and then, of course, the grass looked like it was dead.
Right.
So it's slowly coming back. Is there anything else she can do? She should look at the root.
Look at the roots.
That's pretty simple.
And apply. I would say, first of all, I saw a couple applications of Moil Organite and then some fertilizer. And then first, before you do that, look at the roots.
But we talked about it during the break. She can send you a picture.
Yeah, she can send me a picture.
Pull up a grass, send you a picture, and get a more knowledge base.
Host
understanding.
Of Larry's Garden at gmail.com. That will, you can send a picture live to that. Host, H-O-S-T, of Larry's Garden at gmail.com.
And that would be so much better than her trying to figure it out going, you need to do this.
Right.
Correct. And I also want to say that you can find Larry O'Neill on YouTube.
Yeah.
So you can probably Google. You can on YouTube do a search on his name or on Larry's Garden.
Right.
And he's got different segments on YouTube.
I think I do have a segment on YouTube on how to identify take-all root rot in a lawn.
So I wanted to chat about not just flowering plants, but other types of shrubbery that do very well in our environment here that are great for curb appeal, not just ligustrums or azaleas or things like that. But what are some things that we can temporarily put in that really will bolster up that look and depth of field that we want to get, whether it's lining a driveway, lining a walkway? What are some types of things that you recommend that our homeowners, our home sellers and buyers can do quickly to make that house look great?
Well, I love the plant Walter's viburnum. I mean, it's getting more and more popular now, but it's a good plant. It's a native plant. Some of the cultivars like Mrs. Schiller's are compact, slow growing. They're disease resistant. Flexible. The main word is flexible. Like, why does ligustrum get planted so much more than other plants? Because it's flexible. It can take shade. It can take abuse. It has a unique ability to tolerate any kind of the soil. Well, Walter's viburnum has all that too. And plus, it has a beautiful flower, but it doesn't suffer from any of the other problems ligustrum has, which is fungal leaf spot, dieback.
Does it survive during the summer?
Oh, yeah. It's a native plant.
Okay.
It's a native. You can walk around the woods and find them, but it's a cultivar, meaning it's selected for a particular genetic trait, being it's short, compact, and very floriferous, or lots of flowers. It's a beautiful
and azaleas are so just the gajillions of them.
Right.
And I always call them like the second chance plant. Like always get a second chance with azaleas because no matter you can't hurt them, you can't kill them.
That's true. And how does bougainvillea do? here.
Bougainvillea. It goes. I love bougainvillea. It's a great plant in the full sun.
But it's potted, mostly a potted plant, though.
No, it grows well in containers because it likes to be in a cramped area. So, bougainvillea. Yeah, it comes from the island of bougainvillea, named after the French admiral bougainvillea.
Okay, you know what I like about it is it's great against a fence when you have a walkway behind there,
right?
Or you back up to a street,
except because for the thorns.
Well, that's why you want it back on your fence, because you don't want people climbing your fence.
That is correct.
You know, there's a lot of beautiful plants that have some thorns. You know,
it's a great deterrent.
It's right.
People aren't going to climb your fence with.
If I was doing it, and I would do it, this is what I would do. If I had a beautiful, a fence or a fence that wasn't looking that good, and I wanted to cover it up, I would get a burgundy or red bougainvillea because they recover quickly, they grow fast, they're not shy about flowering. Some of the pinks and some of the whites are kind of shy flowers, but I put that in a full sun, put it up against the fence, and as the canes or the branches rise up, I would bend them over and tie them to the fence, because the terminal ends are where they're going to produce the flowers. And so when you put a branch on its side, it's going to produce lateral growth. And those are going to produce one branch with one flower. Now it's going to have 20 terminal ends. It's going to really, it's going to look absolutely gorgeous.
Very moldable. Very moldable.
Yes. And it's bougainvillea, it will flower, if we have the right weather, the right situation, it will flower all season long, covered with beautiful color, very easy, tolerant, and no bugs. Reds and burgundies.
What are some types of potted plants? Like, I know if we have staircases going up, I love that look on homes it just looks manicured.
You know what I like is the two potted plants on by the garage, on each side of the garage.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful, cobalt blue pot and a bunch of nice, colorful flowers.
But again, whether you're looking at like a sawgrass or a seagrass or anything that are tall and skinny and then blooming, what are some types of other stuff that we can use?
I used to have a job making containers for companies, but
it's a great housewarming gift too.
Right,
absolutely.
The main thing is that you want to put good soil in, you want to put good fertilizer in, and you want to pack in a lot of different textures. You know, when you want to have height, you want to have texture. So if you put a broadleaf plant in there like crocus, and then you want to put some grass in there, then you want to put some color in there. You want to then you also want to come up with a color theme. To really amplify any type of look, when we do landscape, we decide on what the color theme is going to be. Landscape is a color theme. What basically you're doing when landscaping is you're painting a picture, but you're using plants as your material.
Exactly.
And you get different lighting and shadows.
Okay. Well, Larry O'Neill, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah.
And you can find Larry on YouTube at Larry O'Neill or larrysgarden.com. And he can also be reached at 904-346-1970. That's 346-1970.
Here I was born.
And
now we know.
Yeah, and he's lying right now. I love it. But thank you so much, Larry. And, of course, you could always, always find me, Anita Hiles, here at Rapid Fire Real Estate and at Realty Executive Oceanside. And my number is 904-290-1552. That's 290-1552. I would love to list your home, and I would love to get it prepped for you. I do all the work, and you just have to sit back and watch me do my thing.
All right.
Oh, where'd that come from?
And if you're looking for a house, David Youngblood and myself can help you with that.
Very much so.
Just give us a call at 290-1552. I've got all kinds of properties for you. We can even help you with new construction.
That's great. And I think we found out today with Larry here that the outside of your home in Florida is just as important as the inside.
It is. It's so important because people buy homes at the curb.
Super important.
And this is the